You're listening to Aligned and Unfiltered with Daniela, Demi, and Ness. We're making spirituality real, raw, and relatable.
Hey, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
All right. This ep, we're doing a bit of a life update ep, like what's been going on with us, what's been happening.
Yeah. We need to get back in the flow of talking. So yeah, we're going to talk about ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So
okay. So when did we last do our life updates?
2 months ago.
Yeah.
2 months ago. Yeah. I don't even remember what was happening around that time.
More than that.
More.
Because 2 months ago was May.
Okay. So it has been months.
Yeah. I feel like a lot's happened.
A lot, yeah. Ness is going to argue no.
Me and my little
Yeah, love bubble. Yeah. Yeah, I think so too, though. Like, I think just energetically, I think a lot has changed.
Everything
for all of
and
us.
Nothing is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my
yeah,
God,
yeah. Literally. It feels like that. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went through about like a week and a half ago, I went through a moment where I was like, hold on a second. It's like July.
Yeah, fuck.
And I'm like,
second half of
wait,
the year.
Yeah, I was like, when, like what? Hold on, what? When did we get here? And then I went into that spiral of like, hold on a second, Daniela, like you had goals at the start of the year. Mm. And that time of like reflection to the check-in.
Yeah.
The mid-year check-in.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize the year was just kind of like flowing that rapidly.
I know. I feel like with mid-year check-ins, you need to be intentional with them though. Like it depends, like you really need to be, well, I know for myself, I need to be very wary of the energy behind my check-in. Mm-hmm. Am I checking in from a place of, hey, like you set these intentions, like what are you doing? Like a gentle way, like what are you actually doing? What can you control? How are you going to show up from this point forward in order to get where you want to go? Versus, hey, half the year's already gone. What have you done with your time? Yeah. Like coming from a place of scarcity.
Yeah. Panic.
Yeah. Panic. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. I found it was a really good moment of kind of like reflecting on what my actual, intentions were when at the beginning of the year, when I said, this is what I want for myself for the full year, what sort of energy I wanted to embrace for me. And it was a good way of kind of reminding myself to go gentle and to move with presence and ease.
Yeah.
But you know, it also led to like a whole week of locking myself away.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So
like, oh, yeah. You do be like that sometimes. Yeah.
That makes me so happy.
So what's been going on?
It's been mine and Ness's birthday in that time. I've been overseas.
Yes. How was your trip? How are you feeling?
Amazing. Oh my God. It feels like because we're in July now and I came back in June and like it feels like so much has happened in that time. Mm-hmm. It feels like we were gone ages ago, but like reflecting on time overseas, it was just like the perfect reset because I'm usually the type of person that has a plan.
Yeah.
And while we were over there, like, cause we went to Scotland for a week and a half and we were in London for 5 days. And other than our internal flight between Aberdeen and London, we had no plan.
Oh, oh wow. Cool.
And it was so refreshing.
Did you have a pla?
Pardon? Oh yeah. No, I didn't even have a pla.
I didn't even have a pla.
No, honestly, like we knew we were like obviously hiring the car,
amazing.
But we didn't know what we were
That's
doing.
So cool.
And for me, I was just like, it gave me so much like, it really put things into perspective on what I'm like at home versus what I'm like on holiday. Because on holiday, I'm so relaxed. We're pre-holiday. At home, I'm like always like on edge and what's the next thing I need to do? And like always in a rush. So when I was overseas, it really gave me that perspective of when you're at home, you don't have as much fun because you're always ahead. Because you're always rushing to do the next thing. And a specific message that came through with that was you can be busy without being in the energy of chaos. Like there's a difference.
Massive.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah. So that was really interesting.
What a good reflection.
Yeah. And even like since we've been back, like we've had we've had so, like, I've had so much on in my schedule, but when I came back, I was very intentional of, yes, I'm busy and that's okay, but it doesn't need to be chaotic. Mm. And I've been so, even though I've had so much going on, I've been so much calmer. We're like me pre-holiday, having like, let's say if it was me pre-holiday, I hadn't been on the holiday, and those 3 or 4 weeks had happened with the series of events that happened in these 4 weeks, I would have been a mess because my nervous system was all over the place before my holiday because I was just like in survival mode.
Yeah.
So that holiday was like the best reset.
It shows the importance of like not necessarily a holiday, but just taking like a step back from life for a bit, just to kind of reset.
It gives you so much perspective.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
There are obviously less expensive ways you can give yourself perspective, but that was perfect for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's refreshing.
Yeah. Yes, that was so good.
Oh gosh. Yeah. It kind of seems like everyone's on holidays now. Like I'm scrolling through socials. I'm like, everyone's in Europe.
Literally.
I had a Facebook memory came up like today and it said 9 years ago today I was in Malta. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah. I've had like all my Snapchat memories. This time 5 years ago I was in Barcelona.
Yeah.
Probably getting absolutely shit-faced. Yeah. Making a fool of myself.
Dancing on tables.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Sculling vodka.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Man.
Good times.
Yeah. Ooh. What else has happened?
Gosh.
You guys did your Reiki.
You did Reiki.
Mm.
That was fucking mad.
Yeah. Hey, I've noticed you've shifted heaps dems since that.
Yeah.
Like the way you speak and the way you kind of like express your downloads is totally different.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like since even doing, so we did Reiki 1 together in January.
Yeah.
Even since then, I felt massive shifts, but something really interesting is all my what just happened?
Did you say that?
Nessa's mic just fell like straight into her chest.
I'm just trying to get comfortable.
Oh, we said we were gonna podcast record on the couch. Okay.
Should we do like a pause and move?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I'm good.
I can do the magic music.
Oh my God. No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my senses have gotten really heightened, especially like my smell.
Oh, interesting.
Ooh. So interesting. I've been a pain in the ass to everyone around me because like if we're walking on the street, I'll be like, pull like a rank face.
Yeah.
And everyone else is like, I don't smell anything. I'm like, nah, something smells like fucking death here. Like it's fucking stinks. And even if like someone's walking past me with like, not even like weird smelling food, but like the other day, like my sister sat down on the couch next to me with like a bowl of just boiled peas with salt on them because that's like one of her snacks.
Yeah.
She sat down next to me. I'm like, that fucking stinks. And she was like, it doesn't even smell like anything. I'm like, no, it reeks. Like I can't.
Oh, wow.
So she had to like move.
Isn't there like a Claire that's linked to smell?
Is it sensitive? Yes. Sentience?
No. Claire org, that's taste.
We can
let's circle back to this.
But I'm pretty sure because Chloe was teaching me about this the other day, but I've gone blank on the names. And there was one that was linked to like to smell. So interesting. Maybe you're tapping into like a different Claire.
Like, okay, hold on. So it happens frequently when people can smell like their past loved ones, for example, like the perfume of somebody that they love passed away, and just heightened smell in general.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. This is comfy.
That's a cool thing. You found a comfy spot.
Yeah. This is it.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
No, but the down, like the, like even like I found meditating so much easier over the last few months. And even just like the insights that I'm getting from my meditations are really like.
Wild.
Wild.
Vivid.
Yeah. Very vivid. Yeah. And very just like clear and straight to the point.
Yeah. That's a massive shift that a lot of people are tapping into at the moment as well, which is really interesting given the conversation that we just had.
Yeah.
We were talking about lots of endings coming into place. That works. Thank you.
Claire Alien.
That's it.
Or Alien. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Or Claire Aliens.
Does that work?
I literally opened the booklet.
Let's do this.
That Chloe sent.
Okay.
Or clear smelling.
Can you guys hear me? Like they're going to answer.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah, it sounds clear.
Okay, no, I meant like them.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there are a lot of endings. There's lots of death happening around us on like a physical and spiritual and emotional and mental level. Like we're all experiencing that. But with that comes the heightening of everything else that we're shifting into collectively. So people that are actively putting in the work, people that are actively like just becoming more and more aware of themselves and everything else that's going on around them, they are very, very, very rapidly developing their gifts, their abilities, everything that's already within them. So we're going to start to see that a lot more, which I find really interesting and exciting.
Okay.
How's your birthday?
I ate Korean barbecue and I had a donut for a cake. It was amazing.
I love that.
It's everything that I could have dreamed of.
Happy chap.
I was happy.
We were going to do a separate birthday episode for us two this year, but then we were both like, our birthdays felt so insignificant in comparison to everything going nothing. On.
Yeah. It was
not in a bad way.
No, it's not like, you know, you can still celebrate yourself, but for it just felt like, unnecessary, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was good. It was good.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. He's back into it, they say. Oh my gosh. Is this it?
If you guys can hear like mic noises, it's just Ness trying to figure out which spot is comfy.
And like heavy breathing. It's just like this child pushing on all of my organs.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
I've had like a super interesting kind of shift with my relationship with my archetypes lately. And so, okay, so for those that are kind of new to the concept of the archetypes of a woman's life, we have four main archetypes. We have our maiden, mother, enchantress, and crone. And like each archetype reflects a different age group, I guess, of our life. So like maiden, for example, is like 0 to 25. That's like the maiden energy of our life. And then mother is from 25 to say 50. And when I say mother, it not necessarily is like mother as in like, you know,
An actual physical mother.
Yeah, it's like the energy of, so like that nurturing energy, embracing that. Then we move on to enchantress, which is like 50 to 75. These are rough, by the way. And then crone is 75 onwards. Anyway, we all have the energy of these archetypes within us, like always. They reside within us. It's, you know, part of our like consciousness. But at different points within our life, we'll notice that these energies come through. And for me, I've started to become really aware of them coming up within different points within my month. And I did this wild – I don't think I've spoken about this on here because it just happened and we haven't recorded for ages.
No, you haven't.
Cool. So I'm nearly done with cycle school. This is actually my last, like, month of learning, which is wild. We did a meditation to meet our inner enchantress, like, I don't know, a month ago. And it was a wild experience for me. Like, it was a wild experience. I'm still coming to terms with that meditation. So it was super late at night because classes are ridiculously late. We moved through this meditation where I'm like channeling my mother self, which matches where I am now in my life cycle. So it was very easy to jump into her. And then we kind of went down these stairs into, I guess it was like the womb space sort of energy to meet the enchantress. Now, I didn't know what she was going to look like. I didn't know what to expect. But what I got was definitely not even close to a possible expectation. So I get down into this room and it was very Daniela. It was like dark and moody and surrounded by books and comfy chairs and like fire and candles, right? And I'm like, oh, this like is definitely somewhere I would want to be and not be interrupted. So I'm already feeling this energy.
It's a very Daniela vibe.
Oh, God. Then she was, so just so you know, my like mother self is, she has super long, like unruly hair and she's in just like flowy, comfy clothes because like she needs room to move, right? So I was just expecting another version of her to walk around the corner with maybe more grays. I did not get that. My enchantress comes into view and I instantly was like, what the fuck? She walks up and she had this high ponytail, completely gray hair, super high ponytail, straight long hair. She had these thick ass black glasses, which I would never do that because I'm literally wearing light pink glasses now. Like black is severe. So it just isn't Daniela. She's wearing these thick black rim glasses. She had on a white blouse, a collared blouse that was like pressed and underneath that was her, or like on top of that, but her collar was over the top. She had like a black jumper, like a knitted jumper. And she was like severe looking, like no shits given, like harsh. And I'm like, fuck, like I don't want to.
Like straight down the line.
I did not want to do anything wrong with that bitch looking at me.
Yeah.
Right. So she walks up to me and I'm like, okay. And so the enchantress holds the mother. I didn't know why I was in this meditation. I was just there. She holds her, puts her hands on my shoulders and she asked me what my name is. She goes, what's your name? And in my head, I'm like, bitch, I'm you. So
like, why are you asking me that?
I'm like, okay, like Daniela. And she's like, what is your name? And like, no smile, no warmth, just staring. I'm like, oh my God. Daniela, what is your name? I'm like, what's, don't want to get the fucking answer wrong. Like, Daniela Elias? This is literally like my confusion. I'm like, Daniela Elias? At this point, my physical self, I could feel my physical self starting to sway. And I'm like, okay, shit's getting real. So move myself back into the meditation and she's getting louder now. Like, what is your name? And I screamed Daniela Elias and then she screamed back at me, what is your name? And then I screamed back, Daniela Libri Elias, Libri being my maiden name, right?
Chills.
Mind you, and after I screamed that, she just nodded and said, yes.
Oh my God.
My physical self at this point was bawling. I was so uncontrollable in my tears because I must have unlocked something.
Mm.
So in that moment, I had unlocked this deep need to completely recognize my whole self, not just the self that I am at this part of my journey, but to really recognize who I was before I entered this like stage of my life.
Your roots, almost.
My roots, my maiden self, right? And she wanted me to acknowledge that. And I was so overwhelmed by that experience. Anyway, they've been popping up ever since. Right? And in Reiki too, so I had the attunement with Chloe literally like this week, Monday. And we did a meditation together where I had to like access my higher self. And like normally when I'm doing meditations to access my higher self, I don't really see anything. I'm all just feel and hear. But in this meditation, I was guided into like down a staircase and into a room. What room did I enter? That same room. And I recognized it instantly because I'm like, oh, there's that green like velvet chair that I love. And there, or like there are all the books. And I'm like, oh, I know what's going to happen now. But this
what's she going to hit me with?
But this time, two women walked out, two me's walked out, my enchantress and an older version of me. Aww. And I'm like, oh my God, like they're legit both here. And you could tell the crone version of me was so much more gentle. And they both stood on either side of me and they told me how they were going to help with me, you know, sharing when it comes to Reiki, how what their energy was going to do to support me.
Wow.
And the first time that I did distance Reiki to follow, it was both of them on either side of me that were communicating the information. So I personally didn't have to, my energy wasn't receiving. It was, they were both communicating with me and then I was the vessel to then communicate outwards.
Wow.
It was just unreal.
Oh my God.
I have been having these wild experiences with my archetypes lately and I've felt so connected to the different versions, or not different versions, but the different energies of me.
Oh my God, that is so fucking cool.
Isn't
what
that cool? I know. I'm sorry, like I didn't realize that I was even into exploring those energies, but yeah. I so am.
No, but this is exactly what I mean, saying that we're all stepping into something that's different. Like we're all stepping into this new type of energy and it's going to look different for everybody, but it's happening. We're all expanding. Like our consciousness is being taken to very different levels, which is really exciting. So many people are going to start to share that shift. And actually what would be really cool is if we had like any of our listeners sharing any experiences that they've been having as well.
Oh my God, please. Yeah.
Yes. That would be really, really like I would love to even share what people are moving through at the moment.
Yeah.
That would be mad.
I would love that.
Yeah, for sure. Let's do that.
We'll pop something up that way people have the space to share.
Yeah.
If you're feeling called to share, we'll have a post up on Instagram.
Yeah, whether it's been like, you know, feelings or sensations or dreams or thoughts or like synchronicities, whatever it is.
Whatever the energy.
Yeah. Because it's gonna look really different for everybody, but it's happening and it's so beautiful.
And speaking about it helps us understand it more as well.
Yeah.
Having to put it into words so that other people can kind of like follow what you're trying to explain helps you to understand what you're experiencing.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Oh, it's been so interesting.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited to see like how that unfolds.
Me too. But it makes total sense because, you know, like my obsession with like the cyclical self, like they are just as much of a cycle as anything else. And their energies are really reflective in like the menstrual cycle energies and the lunar cycle energies anyway. So it's just like, oh, it feels so Daniela.
So cool.
Yeah. So that's that. I feel like that's been a huge focus lately. Oh, you're like in reflection.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of like other stuff that's come up recently.
Ness, you said you're in a space of like before this, you were saying you're in a space of just feeling like content.
I'm just, I give this answer every time we do a life update. I'm literally just living.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love that.
Like even when it comes to, you know, even when it comes to like setting intentions, for example, I've noticed that I actually haven't been doing any of that.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I don't feel the need to.
Okay.
Because whatever I want, I can have if I choose to create it.
Mm.
So I don't actually feel like I need to move through processes to get there.
Okay.
Not cool. In like a, you know, I get what I want sort of way, but more in like, there is nothing that I want.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like I'm really content.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm just living.
I think it's cool to see like the different perspectives of like where we all are right now. It's cool to see the difference. Yeah. Yeah.
Just floating by. Literally. Waddling by.
Yeah. I don't think you're waddling.
Oh, mate, you should send me at the end of the night after I've been chasing a toddler all day.
Yeah. I bet.
Gosh. But yeah, no, it's been good. I've just been present.
Yeah, I love that.
So
we can all be a bit more present.
Did
we speak about this? Have we spoken about that, like the importance of presence? Because man, like I feel like we don't appreciate that enough.
this is now your mini episode within an episode.
Oh, yeah.
Ready? How to be present. Fuck everything.
Just be.
Exactly.
Just be. Yeah.
But how do I do that?
Yeah.
Fuck everything and just be.
Literally.
Yeah, stop focusing on the little things and just focus on how you're feeling.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Move through moment by moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People want a Taurus.
I feel like it's very Aquarius moon of you though.
Yeah,
just
true.
Detachment.
Just, yeah.
Not worrying about the small stuff.
That is very true.
I do.
Yeah. That's literally it. Just.
Yeah, cool.
You know, doing my thing, getting my collective energy updates integrated into my sleep. Yeah. So whenever I'm asleep, they're like, hey, this is what's happening. So I'm like to everybody, hey, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
And that's
just
it.
Being a channel.
You probably feel like that's not a lot, but that's a lot. Like,
that is,
you know, like being the receiver and like finding the way to then re-communicate what you're receiving to everyone. That's a big deal. Because not everyone can do that. Like I don't do that. You know what I mean? So
everyone can do that.
Everyone can do that, but we can.
It's not something that you're consciously doing.
Yeah, consciously, I'm not.
I get it. No, I do get it.
Yeah,
but
me.
But
yeah, it's still to be that, and then to like generate that outwards. That's a lot. A lot of energy.
Yeah, I have noticed myself becoming a little bit more distant, even from just being present online, like on social media and stuff, and that's been really nice. We tend to fall into this pattern where we step back into the clinginess and the neediness and the I need validation and all of that. And I've noticed that has been coming up a little bit. So whenever it does come up, I kind of step back.
Yeah.
But I have seen so much growth coming through from so many people. It's just like bursting through, which is really nice.
I feel like everyone seems to be on like a learning journey.
Well, we're in a 7 year. This is all about learning. Next year we go into an 8 year where it's all about abundance.
Oh, cool.
Cashing in.
Fuck yeah.
Ready for it.
So actually, you know what? A lot of people have been doing some extra study this year as well, going into like even those short courses.
Yeah.
Day courses.
I feel like lots of people are giving themselves space to expand their minds in different ways.
I fucking love this for all of us.
Yeah. Isn't it? It's honestly fucking cool.
So refreshing.
Very like, important.
It is. And like there's no such thing as wasted knowledge.
No.
So even if you are someone who has been like kind of feeling the pull to – or like a curiosity, I guess, to explore something, explore it because you're feeling that curiosity for a reason. Like follow that. Follow that cord. Follow that pull. Because you never know what you'll learn or like what you'll discover about yourself or someone else. Mm. Whatever the case is, that's being put in front of you for a reason. And sometimes we get kind of scared – and we stop ourselves because it's like all adult sort of life gets in the way or like, is it too late to learn or?
Never.
No. Just follow that feel.
Mm. It's never too late to do anything.
No.
Literally.
Except for like pay for yourself as a child when you go to the movies. You can't get away with that. Like you can't buy yourself like under 12 tickets.
That is the most random example.
But also that is the most vogue thing. Did you guys? Whenever always. You used to go on holidays, your dad you would be like, you're 16, but pretend you're 10. Yeah. You're like, oh, okay. Like with like acne all over your face and braces. Like, no problem. A 10-year-old has this too. Oh my God.
Always.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm trying to, I've literally just hit depletion mode and I'm trying to like, my brain is being funny, but my physical body has not got the energy to deliver. So I'm like
stop for food.
I'm like, this is supposed to be really funny, but it's coming out really serious.
the delivery isn't there.
Oh, the delivery is not there. Like it's there in my head. It's really funny in my head. But when I'm speaking out loud, I'm getting to that point where my words are now slurring.
Yeah.
Okay, one more question before we wrap up. Mm. This has just come to me. Based on how we're feeling at the moment and what we've been moving through, what, like within our own businesses, how are we feeling called to show up and serve people? Mm. What?
You got to finish your thought now. you can't. Now we need to know.
I'm curious.
Okay, Nessa's like, hey, do you want an interview?
No, because I'm gonna piss a lot of people off.
No, say what you need to say.
I'm not.
That's okay.
No, that was me.
You're doing group work.
Yeah. No, that was me trying to be funny again. Oh. No.
Delivery again is a bit iffy.
I went straight into mum mode and I was about to say, like, we have seasons within our business. Like, it's okay if this is the winter part of your business.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm diving in here.
Oh my God.
Wait, what was the question?
So the question is, based on what you've been moving through the last few months, how are you being called to show up in your business and serve others?
I feel like this is an obvious one. I'm feeling the pull truly to just dive in on all things cycle work and not just like menstrual cycle. I'm talking like cyclical living in general. Like I'm really, really loving the energy of sharing more on, yes, the menstrual cycle, but also like living alongside the moon, living alongside your archetypes and really understanding how there are so many cycles. Like there are seriously so many cycles surrounding us, really showcasing how we are not just connected with nature, but we are one with.
We are nature.
We are nature. And so the more we understand the different cycles that surround us, the more we understand the cycles we experience within, the more we can cater for what we need. Mm. And we become gentler with self as well, knowing that we ebb and flow and that we will have seasons where we do want to pull back or we do want to allow ourselves to be a bit more creative or get on top of like the cleaning or the to-do list or the bills. And like we move through all of that. And I think really showing up and showcasing how easy it can be to, you know, understand yourself on a deeper level and how useful it can be once you do have that understanding, that's what's really pulling me right now.
Do you know it's really interesting that you say that? Because at the moment I'm feeling very called to support people in connecting back to self, but connecting to themselves in a way that they know and they understand themselves, in a way that they can show up for themselves and learn how to trust themselves and tap into their intuition, speak to their guides, that type of thing. That's what I'm feeling called to do. But last year when we, like, obviously we connected and, like, through the events and stuff that we did, you teaching me about the phases of the menstrual cycle has helped me tremendously when it comes to connecting back with him, because I understand my own energy now. I understand when it's like huge. A good time to, like, push, or not push, like when I have the energy to push, when to, like, pull back and reserve my energy and focus on other things. That has been so pivotal in me actually connecting back within this last year. Like, I can say I know myself inside and out now, and I understand when my energy, like my the energy levels at different times of the month, and like how to nurture myself through all those cycles. So fucking, like, as women, I feel like, and I would love to do an episode purely on this, I feel like your cycle is, like, I feel like it should be taught in school. Like, I just can't understand. Like, so many people don't know about it. It just frustrates me.
Can we make an episode on things that should be taught in school?
Oh, that would be a 5-hour episode.
I have a lot of things to say there.
I actually love that idea.
Let's write it down.
Oh, my God. That is a really good idea. That's a great idea.
I think that's fun.
I think that's
really fun.
And we might have to, like, rate it.
Yeah, we can do that. Not for children.
Okay, I'm writing that down. Hold on.
The cool thing about that is, and I love that, share Dems. But the cool thing about that is, we can learn through, or I can share through frameworks so that we can understand it, and it's simplified because we know what seasons are, right? So you simplify it by giving it a framework. But when you actually dive in, you learn that that framework is just there as, like, an example
to support.
Mm. But really, you start to understand your specific habits and your specific patterns and your different emotions that start to come up at certain times, and you understand yourself, and that is so unique. And once you understand your experience, you take back your authority as well, because if someone, say for example, there's something that's showing up within your body and you seek out professional help, if someone is relaying something that you should do and you know in your mind that that doesn't match your experience, you then have the ability to say, actually, this is what's happening to me. And it just, I just feel like it gives you your power back when you know what's going on within your own body.
100%.
Not only that, it helps you to shift the environment around you as well. Yeah. And that's huge.
That's true.
Like, as soon as you start to shift your environment, you're shifting the energy that's within as well.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that in itself is a cycle.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. 100%. Oh, there's so much to say.
So much to say.
So shifting back to what you're saying about how you're feeling within your business now, it sounds like you yourself have changed in what you were showing up for, like, a year ago. Oh, what were you doing, like, a year ago? I can't remember now.
I was doing tarot a year ago.
Oh, okay.
Which feels bizarre to me.
Oh, my God.
I know. Is that not crazy?
Gosh. Wait, when did that shift up? Was that this year?
I officially shifted in
end of last year.
End of last year, November. Last year.
That was both of you at the same sort of time?
Yeah, similar timing.
Sort of, yeah.
Similar. November-ish.
Yeah.
Mm.
Crazy, oh, right? I can't even believe that I was doing tarot readings this time last year.
That doesn't, like, I can't see you doing that.
No.
Like, at all. I know you did, but I cannot see you doing that.
Yeah.
It's a new version of you.
Mm. What I'm feeling very called towards, I know I said this before, but it's like helping people get back connected with themselves so they understand how to guide themselves. They're not relying on other people to tell them when something's going to happen or how to do X, Y, and Z for themselves, because really we're all so unique.
Yeah, exactly.
And we need to honor our uniqueness, and we need to, I feel very strongly that we should be able to get answers for ourselves. If we do want to lean on other people for support, awesome, but we shouldn't be getting our answers from other people.
Yeah. The other people are there as a guide. As they a shouldn't guide. Be there to tell you step to make by step
decisions for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Because then who's in control of your life?
Well, I think it's a red flag if someone's someone's making the decisions for you or telling you exactly what you should be doing. That to me that's a red flag.
You should have your own agency.
That's somebody trying to resolve their own control issues within themselves by I'm going to stop there.
Or I liked where you're going with that. Or it's someone who's trying to like show up as a person of value by just giving saying all the things. And exactly. Yeah. But the real power behind someone who holds that space and guides is when they ask the right questions and they allow you the space to just express and explore and they listen.
Mm.
It's through that listening and through you speaking that you then make the discoveries that you need to make because intuitively you already know.
Mm. And also giving you the practical tools to explore. So it's not like, hey, I'm giving you all the answers, but hey, you could try this in like based on your intention, you might want to try X, Y, Z in order to support you.
Yes, exactly.
I've been doing a lot of that as well. Mm. I've noticed, I know we had this conversation, but I noticed that even after shifting into the soul collectiveness and working with people in sessions, I've noticed that I'm still getting people that I'm working with and it's by no fault of their own, but I'm still getting people who think that by booking in a guidance session with me, they're booking in a reading, right?
And by reading you mean?
By reading, I mean I'm going to tell you A, B, and C. I'm going to predict your whole life for you. I'm going to...
You make it so clear on your page though. Like I've seen your...
Can we talk about that?
I feel like we need to, but the thing is I'm going into sessions with people and they are collaborative sessions. They are like we work together, but I don't hear a peep out of the people that I'm working with. I'm like, okay, so what are we moving through? And it's like they are sitting there waiting for me to tell them what they need. Because, when you hear that, you're going to a psychic, don't tell them anything. Let them tell you everything to prove them. So, that's like the mentality that is still existing.
That's interesting.
And I've been kind of going, all right, where am I going wrong? Where am I not being clear enough? And it occurred to me that, no, it's not that I'm doing anything wrong. It's not that I'm not being clear enough. It's that I need to support the people that I'm working with in shifting their understanding on what they're actually receiving.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So it's like, all right, we're going to work together. I will still share what's coming through because I'm still getting those messages loud and clear. Like I sit there and I work with people and I'm hearing like I'm getting screamed out from their guides or whoever's coming through screaming at me saying, this is what they're going through, so I know what they're moving through, but it's like they want me to prove to them that I know what they're going through.
Mm.
So it's a little bit of like give and take where I'll drop a few breadcrumbs and I'll be like, this is what we're moving through because this is very much what you need. Tell me about what's going on. And then when I slowly get them to start opening up, everything shifts into what the actual session has been designed for. It's been a bit of a tricky process.
Sounds like it would be.
Do you know what I've noticed? When around the time that we rebranded last year, it felt like people shifted away from the whole psychic reading. But recently people have fallen back to the reliance on that.
Yeah, big time. And I think that I actually think what we're going to do is I want to write this down as another episode.
All right,
I think that it would be really beneficial to share with people what to kind of be looking for when booking in with somebody who does anything similar to what we do.
That's a good idea.
Because that way, and obviously not saying it has to be us.
Go to whoever
you feel called to.
Exactly, yeah.
But the kinds of things that would be beneficial to be asking to support you to make the most of your sessions.
Yeah.
Like the kind of things you should be staying away from, like the little red flags, the green flags. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, because at the end of the day, it's an exchange, right? So if you're going to invest in someone for whatever the session might be, you want to make sure that you're getting
a fair exchange.
Yeah. So going in actually knowing like what your intention is and making sure the person that you're exchanging with is someone who's going to support you with that same intention.
You need to get clear on that. But that's the thing as well. Like, why do you want to pay somebody to tell you when certain things are going to play out when that's not even set in stone?
No, exactly.
Like, you're not going to go and fork out money to go, here's some cash. Tell me when I'm going to fall pregnant. Tell me when I'm going to buy a house. Tell me when I'm going to meet the person that I love.
Yeah.
And they could tell you, you know, 6 months, a year, whatever. You've literally just wasted your money.
Yeah.
And the reason you've wasted your money is because if you're not actually doing anything to align with that outcome that you're wanting to achieve, then the timeline is always going to shift. Yeah. Mm. So it's actually not accurate.
Shift that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So that I think that needs to be an episode on its own.
I've written it down.
Amazing.
All right. Let's call it.
I don't know if we do have a reflection question for this one.
I'll think of something. All right. And the reflection question for this episode: are eggs better scrambled or fried?
Well, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
Scrambled.
It's my mood. It depends on my mood.
It has to be scrambled.
This morning, scrambled.
Depends what it's with.
You don't eat egg.
I do now.
What?
Okay, bye guys.
Brand new information.
Bye guys.
Since when do you eat egg?
We spoke about this on
No.